Welcome to the podcast. This is Pat Kapowicz, host of Kapowicz on Real Estate. If you are interested in the residential real estate market, have concerns before your next move, or seeking accurate information, welcome aboard. The goal of this podcast is to improve your stream of steady real estate information with timely and accurate housing topics and/or enhance the quality of your real estate transactions. We have a great lineup of guests for this podcast series. However, I've been advised to first have a few programs in the podcast ecosystem. So let's get right into a few trends in the housing landscape, news of the day, and some case studies. Well, the changing housing market. Lawrence Young, the chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, was interviewed by Yahoo Finance. There is a story out by a major real estate firm that 65% of Gen Z buyers have shed a tear over the home buying process, while 61% of millennial home buyers have wept over the process. But there is a silver lining to the changing real estate market. The inventory is growing. It's growing this time of year anyway. While some sellers are leaving the market because they did not get their price, there is still bidding wars. However, we now have one home buyer with one home seller. No other buyers in sight. So that's a typical changing market. So the silver lining in shifting markets allows buyer contingencies as well. In my market, we have about 15% of the home sales with contingencies. That is where a buyer will state in the contract, I will buy your home contingent upon inspecting and approving the inspection reports. I will buy your property contingent upon reviewing the homeowner documents. Contingent sales, best there is. Now, inventory is up according to Altus Research, and 25% of the homes for sale corrected their list price. What that means is 25% of the homes for sale in America reduced their list price. Normally, that's about 33% of homes for sale in America will reduce their price before they get a buyer. Currently, about one-fifth of the pending sales in my local multiple listing service indicate that they have a contingency in place. In other words, if the buyer is unhappy with the property, based on some contingencies, the home buyer can cancel the sale, retrieve their earnest money deposit, and go buy another property. So it's probably safe to say that might be a similar number nationwide. One-fifth of the homes today have a contingency or two. Appreciation rates. So again, we are offsetting the clickbait out there of a housing crash. I want to provide some accurate information. The bevy of organizations predicting appreciation rates in the single digits as opposed to the double digits that we have experienced. The forecast from the National Mortgage Bankers Association for the appreciation rate for existing single-family homes will be 8.4 in 2022 and 4.1% in 2023. For new homes, their organization predicts appreciation rates this year of 7.2% and next year 3% appreciation. Of course, the reason is that we have a historic shortage of housing. Now, let's continue on the housing crash talk out there. We did review the bad home loans of yesteryear versus the good home loans of today. In the last podcast, we compared the lending practices before and after the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010, requiring the ability to repay / qualified mortgage rule. That means that the buyer has to be qualified to repay the loan. Imagine that. Their loan application is verified. What about cash and savings? We also reviewed that Americans in 2007 had $353 billion in savings. By comparison, in 2021, in the last quarter of 2021, Americans had in savings $2.3 trillion. Now, home ownership rates. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 65.5% of homes are owner-occupied. That was in the last quarter of last year, 2021. Now, homeowner rates reached its peak in 2004 before the 2007-2009 recession arrived and, of course, ruined the housing market. The home ownership rate continued to fall until 2016, but has increased ever since. Now, this is an important fact here. 1/3 of homeowners do not have a loan on their property, according to the Mortgage Banker Association. The property is paid in full for 1/3 of American homeowners. Now, thanks in part to the refinancing boom of the 2020 and 2021 years, we had historic low interest rates. Buyers with down payments. Remember, during the Great Recession, up to the Great Recession, little or no down payment. And the appreciation rates. So the home ownership equity was over $25 trillion as of the third quarter of 2021. And that was up 4.3% from the previous quarter. So we have a lot of numbers here, but I just want to let you know that the talk of a housing bubble is extremely exaggerated. According to the latest information from the Federal Reserve Financial Accounts of America. All right. Labor Department, of course, early in June, we added 390,000 jobs, which was a 17th straight monthly gain. The unemployment rate was 3.6% for the third straight month, a touch away from a half century low. All but 800,000 of the 22 million jobs that were lost during the pandemic have been recovered. Okay, the housing bubble talk continues here, so I will end that for now, and I will address it next week in the next podcast. We will have more housing trends under the residential real estate umbrella, including but not limited to inventory prices, enhancing the quality of residential real estate transactions, and adding value through property improvements. This is your host, Realtor Pat Kapowicz. Please remember to subscribe to Kapowicz on Real Estate in all your favorite podcast services.